Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst, joining us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Jason.
Good morning, guys.
So sorry if we made it a little awkward for you with that segue, Jason. Sorry about that.
I apologize. Where that was gonna
happen. I apologize. But getting back to soccer, what was your biggest bright spots from Tuesday's match? Well, Tuesday's draw in Managua.
The fight. It wasn't a pretty match. Frank DeBoer talked about it afterwards. The field was somehow thick. The grass was very thick, but it was still bumpy, so it was very difficult to play a short passing game. It was very difficult to keep the ball, and Atlanta United, with all the different faces on the back line, really wasn't comfortable trying to play their game, which is possession, which is build up out of the back, create chances through passing. So they had to skip that. They had to play long. Well, that's not exactly how Joseph Martinez is built. It's not playing to his strengths. Titi Martinez, Ezequiel Barco, not guys who are known for scrapping and getting stuck in on tackles and fighting to win a loose ball, but they did in this one. I thought Titi was excellent. Joseph gets you the very quick equalizer, and you get out of there 1-1. You look at the other results around CONCACAF Champions League so far this week, you take that 1-1 and you run with it.
Yeah, no kidding. And now, of course, the way this works, explain it to some of the fans, because it is a, you know, you don't want to tie 2-2.
No, it's an interesting one, because 180 minutes is basically how you're looking at it. So if there's a winner over 180 minutes, great. If it's level after 180 minutes, then the first tiebreaker is how many goals you scored on the road. That's why Joseph Martinez's goal is very, very important for Atlanta, because any win, they go through. If they draw 0-0, they go through. So you have that little bit of an advantage. But, and this is what John's pointing out, if Matagua scores, you lose that advantage, your level on away goals. If they score twice, then you have to win outright in the 180 minutes. It's a lot of people try to say that road goals count too. It's not exactly that. It's just the tiebreaker, and they're very, very valuable.
Yeah, it's an interesting scenario. And, of course, you're playing at Kennesaw because of the fact of so many people asking, Jason, why are they not playing at Mercedes-Benz? Well, you have monster trucks this weekend, and then you have Supercross the next weekend, and Mercedes-Benz is filled with, I don't know how many thousands of tons of dirt right now, so not exactly conducive to a soccer field, so you had to find a place to play.
And these are heritage events. You know, how long has Supercross and monster trucks been going on in Atlanta? 40 years?
Yeah, no, forever. Yeah, they used to do it longer than that, because they used to do it at Fulton County. When I was in high school, we would go watch Supercross.
Yeah, and they always tie it at the same time, so you're not moving in that much dirt on different times of the year. So it's part of the scheduling, and it's actually a little bit of a blessing in disguise, because if you get a ticket and go to this match, I think there's still just a few tickets available. If you get in the building, it's a very different atmosphere, because it's small, because you're really close to the field no matter what seat you're in the building, and it has a different energy. It's really exciting to be part of these matches, because the crowd is so intense in these full stadium matches at Fifth Third Bank.
Yeah, and it is a fun environment, but it's tough to get tickets, that's all.
Yeah, it's always going to be tough to get tickets. Sports Radio 92.9 Game, we're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Now, you know, last week when we played in Matagua, we was a couple men short. How do you expect the lineups to change in this second leg now that we have, you know, Matias Hoseto potentially able to play?
Yeah, fingers crossed. And Frank DeBoer said it sounded really positive about Matias Hoseto. and Jake Mulroney being available for this one. With the injury situation with Miles Robinson, with Edgar Castillo, George Bello, you know, all those guys are kind of on a week-to-week basis, so we'll see if they're available. But Hosetu and Mulroney specifically will be a big help. Hosetu, in a game like this one, that Atlanta wants to get Mutagwa spread out a little bit. They want to get them in 1v1 situations, not just for Pity Martinez and Ezekiel Barco to run at players, but a guy like Hosetu, with his passing, with his ability in tight spaces, he's going to be able to take advantage of some of the space that's created from defenders collapsing on Barco, on Pity, on Joseph. I think Hosetu could be a big difference maker here.
Hold up, Jason. Five.
Because I have to say something about this, because in the spirit of being correct in my soccer analysis,
okay,
Matias Hosetu, or is it a Hosetto? Because last week when we talked about it, it was Hosetto, or I thought I heard you say Hosetto.
It's more of an ooh and like a soft ooh at the end. Portuguese is tough for me because it looks so similar to Spanish, but it's very different.
Okay, so it's a set two.
Yeah, and it's Mateos.
Mateos. Okay, Mateos. Got you. I just want to do it right, man, because you know
hey,
you
I gotta do it
you,
too. I practice.
You man. And Mike Conte, you're my go-tos. You guys are my go-to.
You know what? I'm just gonna call him Matt Rose.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Matt Rose.
You're going to make it worse than it already is for us.
But you were saying Hosetu, and we said, oh, that's the second time. And then we started holding up figures in the studio. So 3, 4, 5.
Mateus Hosetu.
Mateus Hosetu. All right. Well, Mateus. He better be good.
Mateus Hosetu.
All right.
Gotcha.
Jason I just want to be Longshore, right. Also pronounced Longshoe on Twitter. Because that's what he is, at Long Shoe.
There you go.
We talk about Atlanta United. So a larger thing here. What was your kind of just broad takeaway of game one? Not talking about, you know, the tactics or the players. I mean, just the sense of, you know, how this team in game one looked versus maybe game one of last year against Arredondo and Frank DeBoer this year and Frank DeBoer last year. Just broad takeaways. Can you glean anything from it?
I think Frank DeBoer understands the competition a little bit more now that you've gone through it. It's really not something you can compare to the UEFA Champions League, because away legs there are not filled with as many challenges as they are here. I mean, you're playing in big cities, big stadiums. You know, it's a different place than you're used to, but it doesn't feel as different once you're on the pitch. Some of these pitches actually feel very different, and it's a huge adjustment. Some of the atmospheres are very difficult to play in, and Frank didn't come in and try to play a style that didn't suit this match. That's a learning lesson, I think, for Frank DeBoer. I think being able to get this kind of result out of a makeshift team in some ways is really impressive. Just the composure of the overall group. I mean, you give up the goal, and you've seen MLS teams at times go into Central America, concede a goal, and then panic. And Atlanta didn't panic at all. Joseph Martinez and Pity Martinez just 1-2'd their way down the middle of the field, and Joseph equalizes for you, and you manage the rest of the match. It's a professional kind of performance that gives you an opportunity to win next week.
Sports Radio 929 again. We're talking to Jason Longshore, Atlanta United analyst. Now, Jason, we proposed this question last week when we were doing the morning menu. And Joseph Martinez will be the team's second leading scorer. Who's going to be the second leading scorer on this team? We already know Joseph's going to be the first. Who's going to be the second, and who's going to lead the team in assist?
It's a good question. I think the answer could actually be the same player in Pity Martinez. I can see Pity Martinez shooting for a double-double kind of year, double-digit goals, double-digit assists. I think 10-10 is kind of what you're looking for as a baseline for him. He's going to be essential, and I thought he really showed a different side of his game in these last two matches, the friendly in Guadalajara and the one on Tuesday, where you know it feels different for him this year so far, and it's hard to quantify because you're not in his head, but he looked early last season like he was pressing, like he was trying to live up to the South American Player of the Year tag. He struggled to look comfortable But in these last two games, he's looked very comfortable. And he's also done some things that are a little more uncharacteristic of him. He's dropped deeper. He's got, you know, more physical. And that's something that if he can adjust his game to what MLS presents for him, he could have a great year and be that player in both categories.
Jason, always a pleasure. I know you're looking forward to Tuesday night in Kennesaw at Fifth Third Bank Stadium.
My man, thank you.
Can't wait, y'all. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.